Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. City leaders around the state are walking a tightrope as COVID-19 disrupts much of our daily lives. Today, we check in with Watertown and that city's efforts to keep citizens safe, healthy, and at work. Sarah Karen is Watertown's mayor. Mayor Karen, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Good afternoon.
So much of what has been discussed lately on social media and at news outlets and in coffee shops around the state are things like mitigation efforts and hospital capacity and what works and what doesn't. And you've seen this in Watertown, too, especially around the conversation of masking up or wearing masks in public places. Tell us a little bit about what you have seen unfold in the conversation around masks.
Okay, well, because the healthcare facilities and the nursing homes are off limits to people who aren't sick or belong or live there, people generally don't see sickness. And so it has kind of a sense that it's not real. And we've seen that there are a lot of folks that still don't believe that COVID is happening here. That is changing. I think it's starting to change. Our council at its last meeting did pass a resolution asking all people who are able to wear masks whenever they can. And I'm starting to see a lot more masks after that. So that's good.
How has it... The sense of, because we talked to Mayor Collier-Wise yesterday in Vermilion, and she talked too about even in obituaries, often you'll see an obituary and it won't mention COVID in it. It's almost like there's this separate sort of thing happening. And I'm wondering why that is. Is there a sense that people don't want to talk about it, don't want to confront the depth of the problem? Is that fear? Like, what do you think?
Well, I do think there's some disbelief because it's private information, and whoever writes the obituary, most of the time they choose not to disclose the cause of death. So it's really unreal, but you can look at the numbers. If you look at the numbers of obituaries that are being published, those numbers are rising sharply. And I think for Watertown, things started to change when a well-loved and prominent person in our community passed away from COVID, and he was out and about and active in the community just weeks before he passed, and that was a real shakeup. So ever since that happened, then more and more people have been going, wow, maybe this is real. But it's... people just want it to go away, and it's maybe if I don't think about it, I'm not stressed. So denial feels better than acceptance.
Yeah. What have we gotten wrong, in your opinion, with mask messaging? And by we, I mean, you know, everyone from, you know, a national conversation on, you know, CNN to people at the coffee shops are talking about, like, how did it become so divisive? When it really maybe never had to be.
Right. Well, people are confused, and they're having mixed messages. We have a healthcare community that we have medical professionals on our unified command team and the task force. They are in unity saying we need to wear masks, but there are doctors in our community that are saying that masks don't work. So people are confused, and I think that feeds into the divisiveness. When there isn't there's no mandate from above, it, you know, it feels wrong to challenge it, and it's adversarial. We don't like adversity. It's much more comfortable to work together. And one thing I can say about Watertown is this community loves to collaborate, and we do rise to the challenge, and we come together as a community over a cause. We've done it many times, and it's been highly successful. So we're trying to not focus on the divisive words that have been used to divide people, and instead focus on what we can do. You feel so helpless, but there are things we can do. And everyone respects and supports our healthcare community. And wearing a mask, whether you believe masks work or not, when you wear a mask, it's an obvious way to say, I hear you, I'm trying to help. And that in that way, wearing one is a way for the community to come together. And that's what we want. So we are starting to see more of that. And we did not use the word mandate or require in our resolution that we passed. And that takes away some of the rough edges for some of the folks. We still have a lot of people that are not wearing masks, though. And I think as time goes on, more and more will do it, but we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah. This word resolution, we resolve. There is a sense of resolution for collaboration and cooperation and support for the healthcare workers, which is a different message than the word mandate. Is that kind of what you're hearing back from people in the community? Not everyone, but the words that are used make a difference.
Yes, for sure. And I mean, the national politics and the state politics of mask wearing has really created a rift. And so we're trying to just let's not even go there. We don't want to be divided on this. We want to be together supporting the vulnerable people in our population and also the healthcare workers that they're desperately asking for help. There's not a lot we can do, but we can follow the CDC guidelines. And, you know, if you're physically distancing or not having large gatherings, those are kind of invisible things that others can't tell by looking at you. If you're wearing a mask, though, that's an obvious sign. I'm trying to help. And so I think we need to do all of the various things that we all know. We've been harping on that since March, and, you know, it really hasn't hit home until very recently.
I wonder about the word. I've been thinking about the word vulnerable lately too, Mayor Karen, in the sense of, do we want to admit that we're vulnerable? When we talk about vulnerable population, it's always a sense of other. And I've just been, we played around with this idea of what does the word social distancing mean? And is that the right word, or should it have been physical distancing? These words that kind of stuck. And lately I've been thinking about vulnerable, because nobody wants to be vulnerable. Nobody wants to say, I'm in a vulnerable population. Or I have an underlying health condition because you have asthma. You know, my daughter has asthma. That makes her vulnerable. She's a healthy 19-year-old who could live into her 90s unless she gets this and this virus. And I've just been thinking a lot about the words that we use, especially when emotions are so high. Talk a little bit about Thanksgiving and some of those things that people aren't going to see. Nobody's going to be in your kitchen around your table to see that you scaled down to not inviting the family, or that you had 15 people gathered around the table if you don't share it publicly. What's the importance for people in Watertown? What's the message you want to send them about doing the right thing when nobody's watching, and what kind of a difference it could make right at home in Watertown?
Yeah. Yes, personal responsibility is key, and it's nobody's going to know if you had 25 people, including 94-year-old grandma, at your house. Nobody's going to necessarily know that, and we need to all take into consideration the potential risk, because you can have people who test the day they come to visit, and if they stay for a couple of days, they may have been infected, up to 2 weeks prior to coming. And they may leave and still be in perfect health, but then everybody there comes down with it because they were exposed. We have no way of predicting that. The testing is not adequate for making those predictions. So people have to realize that they need to keep their groups small and do everything they can in terms of staying a safe distance from others. And I know when I have my kids come home, they're not all coming home at the same time. They're assigned to a bathroom. We don't sit together in tight formation, you know. Those kind of things you can do. And do stuff outside, even if it's a little bit uncomfortable. At least you're getting to visit with your family, which is very, very important. And the whole psychological effects of being separated are real and devastating at times. So you have to balance that out individually, and you just really want to call upon people to be responsible.
Yeah, do what you can, do everything you can. It will make a difference in the weeks ahead for those healthcare workers, for our elders, for our family members, for ourselves. Mayor Sarah Caron from Watertown, we hope to talk to you again in the future. For now, thank you, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Great, thank you. You too.